Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out when you get a chance. Brian Matamore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and president of Matamore Group. I need a website again, Brian.
Well, and actually, Matamore Group is one of the companies. The one, the bigger company, if you will, is Growth Engine. That's
Growth
our
Engine,
innovation
okay.
agency. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So growth-engine.com, we're on the web.
Yeah. All right, so check that out. And you've been hearing Brian talk about some of the things he's been helping his customers with, especially the area of putting their best foot forward with customers through the vision, the mission, and the values that are not only installed and evident in the operation, in the workforce as they face customers. But customers see this and they see it happening. They see the vision and the mission and the values take place. I mean, they're and as I say before, you know, small businesses have the ability to turn on a dime. And these things, the mission, values, and the vision, these are things that have to you got to adjust fast these days, right? You can't establish some of these things and write them out for 5 years. You got to make adjustments, and customers know this. Customers' expectations are evolving, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think the vision tends to last longer because it's something that you, if you've done it well, it's simple and something you can never reach in a sense. It's mm-hmm. this higher order thing, if you will, you know, to help humanity in some way. So, but the mission is certainly going to be changing, and particularly for smaller businesses as they sort of use that vision to inspire them to create new products and services and new approaches and new business models and all the rest. So I really think that the small business guy has an opportunity to do this work in part because it'll distinguish him and make him different from the competition, but it will also help him or her create new products and services that they hadn't thought about. With a big vision, they can create and think about things that they wouldn't have thought about before. The other thing I would say, Jim, is that on the values thing, and so I think the vision and mission is really the responsibility of the owner and the executive committee, but mm-hmm. I think the values, frankly, should be created by the, you know, sort of the online employees, and I think they should all contribute to that process, and that's part of it. And number two, once they've been sort of formalized and selected, I would recommend that people do ideation sessions about, or meetings, whatever you want to call them, about how to translate those visions specifically for them in their daily lives and their daily jobs. Because if it doesn't get to behavior, it's not going to be worth anything. Mm-hmm. It, again, it's just a plaque on the wall. The visions, the values have to be lived, and that itself is a creative act. And so that's why we encourage our clients and have led their clients to translate those values into actual behavior.
But the values which are taken to the marketplace by the whole team have to be supported by a culture and an environment that are created by the leadership that let people know that they can take initiative without being fear of being fired, that if they make a mistake, somebody says, "What did we learn?" Not "You're fired." And that will say to them,
right.
And that will say to them, you know, whatever you can get from a customer, whatever you can get a customer to agree to when we're working out a problem, take it, because when they get to me, I'm going to give them everything. I mean, those are values that resonate in the marketplace, don't they?
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, even I hate to bring up Zappos again, but, you know, they have 10 values, which I think is too many. But one of theirs is create fun and a little weirdness, right? So, you know, if you're being weird in the organization and somebody gives you a hard time, you say, well, wait a second, that's one of our values, right? And so it gives permission to the employees to live those, and it inspires different behaviors, as we've talked about. So I don't know. I hate to harp on this, but I think that smaller businesses, as a rule, don't spend enough time on this for all those reasons. And it's particularly important now, to your point, because of differentiation.
Right.
And people see those values. Every touch point with the customer, consumer, should be reflecting that vision, mission, and value.
But everything you're talking about, though, has a headwater. Every bit of it begins with a CEO. Making this something that's important to the company, and it requires a small business owner to spend time in the role of CEO, and that every bit
Absolutely.
Of this begins with that.
Absolutely. If there's not a vision from the top, you don't have a vision. It has to come. This is when we do our vision, mission, values work. The vision and mission stuff is created with the executive committee. Yeah, we get employees mm-hmm. at all levels to input on that. But at the end of the day, that's leadership, right? So vision and mission is about the leadership, the CEO, the owner, whatever. Yep. Values is with the group, you know,
right.
the employees who help create that.
Growth-engine.com, is that right?
Yeah, and the newest book is 21 Days to a Big Idea, and the other book on team creativity is Idea Stormer.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Brian, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Appreciate
it. See you next time. Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen, he did a great job, didn't he?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.